Ken Gibbons steps down as Ag Commissioner. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I'm so like the story of the turtle that was on the fence post, you know. I didn't get to this point alone, and the turtle didn't get on that fence post alone. It took a lot of It took some help.
Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Ken Gibbons, speaking this week on his accomplishments as the state's 34th Commissioner of Agriculture. And this Sunday, he will officially resign his position and begin working full-time on the Mike McWhorter campaign for governor.
I'm going to give Mike McWhorter my full amount of energy at 1 minute past midnight this next Sunday. I'm going to be on roads everywhere in Tennessee talking, speaking with folks in rural communities. And I'm frankly going to try to encourage folks to come believe as I do that he can follow in the likes of Governor Ned McWhorter, who had a wonderful governorship for 8 years and of course, fallen on top of what Phil Bredesen has done.
Gibbons, a native of Hawkins County, became Commissioner of Agriculture when Governor Bredesen took office in January of 2003. Since then, many accomplishments, including perhaps the most important, getting the Agricultural Enhancement Program off the ground and to the success it's enjoying today.
But it's been part and part energized by the $90.3 million funding for production agriculture in the state. And I will take either credit or responsibility for having encouraged the governor and lawmakers to do that program, but it took everybody advocating. So I guess I feel comfortable now that agriculture is going in a great direction.
Before joining the governor's administration, Ken Gibbons served 14 years in the House of Representatives. He's hopeful the governor will name longtime Deputy Commissioner Terry Oliver as the state's next Commissioner of Agriculture. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.